Welcome to Maseches Saita, Parag Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 3, Mishnah 7. We saw in the previous Mishnah that if a regular woman, a Yisraelis, is married to a Kohen, then her mincha, after its nikmetzes, after the handful of the mincha has already been separated, it's burnt differently than the normal mincha of a non-Kohen, then it's eaten. So the Mishnah begins and says the same thing. Bas Yisrael shenisses l'Kohen, the daughter of a Yisrael, that marries a kohen, minchasa nisrefes, after the kohenetz, after the handful is already brought on the mizbeach, the rest of it is burnt. The kohenes, the daughter of a kohen, shenisus liyisrael, that marries a non-kohen, minchasa nachelis, that which is left over of the mincha, after the kohenetz, after the handful has already been brought on the mizbeach, is eaten by the kohen, like the standard din of a mincha, of a meal offering of a yisrael. Mabin kohen lekohenes, what's the difference between a kohen, a male kohen, and a kohenes, a female kohen? Minchas kohen nechelas. The mincha of a kohen is of a kohenes, of a female kohen, is eaten, as we just said. Minchas kohen nechelas. The mincha of a kohen is not eaten. It's also, you don't take the handful. The whole thing is just dumped on the mizbeach. Dumped, placed on the mizbeach. Kohenes mischalelis. If, let's say, a kohenes, a female kohen, has relations with someone that's pasul to her, someone that she's not allowed to, then she loses her status for kahuna forever. She can't eat truma, the special special tithe that's given to the Kohanim. She can't marry a Kohen. However, if a Kohen, if a Kohen marries someone he's not allowed to marry, let's say he marries a divorcee, halacha is he only is invalidated, disqualified from being a Kohen as long as he's married to her. However, once he divorces her, he goes back to his original status. Kohenes mitama lemesa. The daughter of a Kohen, a female Kohen, she's allowed to come in contact with a dead body. But a male Kohen cannot. Kohen oichel b'kotchei kadashim. A kohen could eat kotchei kadashim, the highest level of sanctity of a sacrifice, like a chatas, a sin offering, an asham, a guilt offering, etc. Then kohenes echelas b'kotchei kadashim, but a female kohen cannot eat kotchei kadashim. So that's the difference in kedusha and holiness between a male and a female kohen. Now the Mishnah just goes into the differences between males and females generally. It says the Mishnah, Mishnah 8, ma bein ish l'isha. Where do we find differences in the Torah pertaining to the laws of men and women? Ha'ish pireya upayrim. If a man is a metzara, he's a leper, he gets spiritual leprosy, then as part of his cleanliness, as his purity process, the process of his tara, he has to shear off his hair, he has to tear his clothing. Ve'en ha'isha parasu paremis. But a woman does not. Ha'ish madaras b'nai b'nazir. A man can vow and make his son into a nazir. Ve'en ha'isha madaras b'nai b'nazir. But a woman cannot make her son into a Nazir. A Nazirite is someone who takes a Nazirite vow. They can't have wine. They can't come in contact with a dead body, etc. Ha'ish megaleach ha'nazirus aviv. A man, if his father passes away, he can use the money that his father had separated for his own Karban Nazir, for himself. So the child can use the Karban, the money separated for the Karban Nazir, the Nazir sacrifice that the father had wanted to do before he died. Not so by a woman. A man has the right to sell his daughter as a maidservant when she's still a little girl. But a woman cannot. A man could accept kedushin betrothal on behalf of his daughter, even if she's a katana or an aris, a young girl. Not so her mother. If a man receives skila, stoning, it's done so naked. But a woman is not stoned unclothed. Ha'ish nisla. After a man receives stoning, we hang him up, we string him up. Ve'en ha'ish nislis. But a woman is not. Ha'ish nimkar b'gnevasai. If a man steals and he doesn't have the money to pay back, we sell him as an eved, as a servant. Ve'en ha'ish nimkar b'gnevasai. But a woman is not sold if she steals and has no money to pay back. Wishing you a wonderful, fantastic, great day and an amazing rest of your week.